Hi, am I speaking with Roger?
Yes.
Roger, my name is Nadine. I'm with the company Local Splash. I was calling on behalf of Lulu, my representative. She was speaking with you, and then her phone died. So
yeah.
She asked me if I could give you a call, because I know that she had mentioned, I think that you had told her you're 45 years in business now.
Yeah.
And that you are looking to take on more new customers, you know, here and there, right? Not to be overwhelmed. And then that's when her phone died. So she's like, could you please call him? I don't want him to think I hung up on him. And I said, I'll let him know. So I wanted to ask you, because as I was looking through some of her notes, she mentioned that you're based out of Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
How far do you typically target for new clients?
A 20-mile radius.
Oh, so you're pretty local.
Yes.
Okay. And if I could ask you this, what are you currently doing right now to generate more business? I would assume a lot of word of mouth, right, is probably where a lot of
mostly,
the bulk of your clients come from. Okay.
Mostly referrals, yeah.
Okay. Let me see here. And then you're doing both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Residential.
Residential. Okay. Mm-hmm. When we're talking home improvements, do you ever take on any remodeling jobs or room additions, or is it just like kind of minor stuff?
Oh, that's what I do. Everything you just said.
Oh, what I just mentioned?
Yeah, I do remodeling. I do game rooms, bathrooms. I do complete
No
everything.
Way. Wow.
Uh-huh.
And you do this all by yourself?
Yep.
Hats off to you. Wow.
Yep.
You got to be a specialist then for sure.
Yeah,
I bet. I really do. Now, if I'm looking, so I see that there's an Angie's Leads that appeared. I was actually looking to see if there was a website maybe, or if you had even a Facebook page.
I think I started to get one going, but I'm looking
Facebook?
Into, you know, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, you have a personal one at the very least, I would think, if you started a business one. Okay. And no website, right? I'm not missing anything, correct?
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Well, you know, first and foremost, one of the things that I wanted to tell you, with our listing being exclusive, okay, because we are a Google Channel partner, once we begin to work with you, Roger, on the first page of Google and Bing, we actually close out the category. All that means is that we're not going to turn around and sign up your competitors, because we want to ensure that your company is getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense what we mean by being exclusive, that first page placement? Okay. I did find your Facebook, and let me tell you, Lulu told me that you mentioned to her you've taken care of yourself, that you don't look like you've been in business for 45 years. Can I tell you something without being, you know, disrespectful?
Yeah.
You look awfully young for being
45
years in business. Wow. Hats off to you.
Yeah,
really
I
good
took
job.
Care of myself.
Taking care of you. Good for you. Good for you. Because I think in this day and age, we don't, you know, so definitely good job. And the work, I'm looking at this bathroom that you did. What a difference. Even these stairs. Oh, my gosh. Really good work.
Yeah.
What I would like to offer you, Roger, is our platinum package, because this package would include both Google and Facebook marketing. However, the way that we do things here, we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. It is month to month, and there's no contracts. So we won't charge you per call, per job, or per click. Okay. Now, I'm going to offer it to you with the discount applied for established businesses. What you would be looking at, Roger, is a flat monthly rate of $249 a month, month to month. Now, this would come with a one-time $99 setup fee, and that's just for your programming. So to get started today, the initial investment would be $348, but every month after, you pay $249 a month, okay, no matter whether you got 100 phone calls, you land a job for $20,000, you're only paying $249 a month, okay? And this would give you the first page placement on Google, website included, content creation on Bing, Facebook advertising, profile on Yelp and Apple Maps, and it covers a mobile platform. So if anyone's doing a search from like their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they would find you on that first page of Google immediately. Basically.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll do it for one. Let's do it for 1 month.
Okay. You want to give it a shot?
Yes.
Okay. What would be the best email for you? Because I want to send everything to you in writing.
My name, R-O-D-D-E-R, Weber, W-E-B-E-R, 424 at Gmail.
Okay. Here's what I'm doing first, okay? And I'm going to be super transparent with you on the timeline and everything, okay? And then you let me know if you still want to continue, okay? Uh-huh. So the way that our process is going to work, I'm going to get you set up. I'm going to also schedule a client interview for you with one of our technicians, because that's who's going to talk to you about the website, keywords, all of that, where the magic is going to happen, not so much with me. Now, from the point that you conduct your client interview, we're moving, okay? So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. You're also going to receive login credentials to your customized tracking and reporting system so that you're tracking your results with us. Within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads as well as your website are going to be live. Those will be visible. Now, what we state in our terms and conditions that the first page placement on Google, Roger, that's going to take between 30 to 45 days. I want to be very transparent with you. Now, I have seen at times where it has happened sooner, but our promise is going to be 30 to 45. So I don't want to mislead you and have you thinking that tomorrow you're on the first page of Google, because no one can do that, not even Google themselves. So we're going to at least ask you to stick it out 2 months, but you are paying monthly and you can cancel at any time. If you decide after the 2 months listen, I don't want to do this no more, just please make sure you call 3 business days before the billing is due. So that way you don't incur any charges and we would part as friends. We don't hold you hostage here and we don't charge you for canceling. Okay. So yep. I just sent out 2 emails to you. The first one is coming from Nadine Medina, which is myself, and it says Google and Facebook marketing. I put in there what the monthly cost is with including the $99 setup fee and everything that we're including in that package. The second email is going to be labeled client dashboard analytics, and that just gives you an overview of the reporting system so that you're familiar with how the reporting system will look. Okay?
Okay.
Now, on this phone number that we're speaking on, do you also receive text messages?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you my contact information because although I'm the lead on the account, I still want you to have my information for your records. So the first text is going to say, hi, this is Nadine Medina with my number and extension. Now the second text is going to have the number to our customer service department. So here within our company, I'm going to have a team that is dedicated to your account. When you have an update, a change, a question, you have a concern, you're going to contact our customer service department. We are always here, Roger, Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You are, in fact, 3 hours ahead of me. So we're always here for you 10 to 7, which I'm told those are the best hours for you guys. I don't know. That's what other business owners have told me. So
yeah.
I'm sending you this text. Now, I'm going to also ask you to please save that number in your contacts under local splash, our 877 number, so that way you always have it on you. And it also includes right now, too, your login credentials for your reporting system. Now, your first name, you spell it R-O-D, right? G-E-R?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your last name, Roger, it's just for the account here with us.
W-E-B-E-R.
Weber? Okay.
Yeah.
And the phone number that should be listed for the business, is that going to be the 412-965-7537?
Yeah, but I don't want anybody calling me. They can email me.
So you prefer for clients to email you because typically on Google they're going to want a phone number. You don't ever take calls from your customers?
I work during the day.
They could just
leave
you a message. Oh, okay.
No. I don't want to have them people telling me to ask them to
Yeah, I understand. Let me see. If you give me just a second, let me see if we could set it up like that. Because the only other way I think we could without their number being listed. Yeah, I just want to make sure if that's something that we can do. You're actually the first person that's ever told me that you don't want any phone calls. Not that it's a bad thing, but I get what you're saying. It's because you're working. You don't want like a million people calling you. I know that we also can put a tracking number so it doesn't show your physical phone number, and you can actually track the calls that you're getting, and you can even block calls if you wanted. So I know that we can put a tracking number so they don't see your physical phone number. And then, I mean, people are going to leave you a message regardless.
Yeah.
And I also know that on the website, we can set it up where there's an email form. It's not like your actual email that they see. There's a form that they fill out, right? And okay. You'll get that in an email. I know we can do that. But I just want to confirm that if we can completely not have the phone number whatsoever on the Google Business profile.
Okay.
Now, he said we can, but he says it is best with a phone number. So you tell me.
Best for who?
For the Google Business profile. So you know how what the Google Business profile is, right? It's got like your business name. It's got your phone number, your reviews, pictures of your work, your business logo. That's what they see on Google, right? So my suggestion is this. Okay, we can do it, he said, without your phone number, but they do prefer that your phone number be on there. The way that we can avoid people seeing your actual phone number, your physical phone number, is by putting a tracking number that's linked to your phone. If you don't answer your phone, that doesn't mean that you can't go back later on the app and pull up the numbers that calls you and call them back.
Yeah, okay.
So we could do that too, put the tracking number. I mean, you're just not answering your phone, right? And then this way, later on in the evening, then you can just go back. So I think that would be the safest way, is to put a tracking number for you. So this way, any calls that you missed that you didn't answer, right, because you're working, you just go back and call those numbers back.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll put a tracking number for you linked to this phone number. So that way we keep your phone number safe from being viewed. Okay. Now, the company name should read as Roger Weber Home Improvements, correct?
Painting and Home Improvements, because I want to do more painting than home improvement.
Roger Weber Painting. And then do you want the little and symbol on there?
The what symbol?
The little and symbol. You know that little and for Sam, they call it? It looks like an 8 almost. You want that, right?
Okay.
Okay. And then home improvements. Now, Google is going to verify you at your home address. What address is your home address? The address will not appear anywhere. It's hidden.
218 Oak Lane.
218 Oak Lane. Okay.
Pittsburgh, PA.
Mm-hmm.
15225.
15225. All right, and then let me just hit the button to hide that address. Okay, perfect. Okay, now, Roger, for the billing, the card that you're using today for the payment, does it have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
My name.
And it's just Roger Weber, or is there like a middle initial?
Hold on a minute.
Okay, take your time. Also, could you confirm that you got the two text messages that I sent you to when you get a chance, please?
Okay. The name on the card is Roger Weber.
Okay. And then you got the two text messages, right, I sent you?
Where did you send them to?
I sent them to your phone number, the 412-965-7537.
All right. Hold on. Let me go see if I got the text.
Okay, I want to make sure you got them. Okay.
Yeah, I got them.
Beautiful. Okay. The billing address for that card, is it the same as your home address?
Yes.
Okay. And you said it just says Roger Weber. And then is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
What's the card number when you're ready?
512-777-8-1244-6275.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 512-777-8-1244-6275, correct?
Yep.
Expiration month and year?
727.
727. And the CVV code on the back?
260.
260. I want to put a security question on your account here with us, and you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
And her maiden name was?
Joyce.
Joyce? J-O-Y-C-E?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So before I process your payment, Roger, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification, and it's for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program. We don't typically advertise. And it's going to go over the billing date, cancellation, call 3 days before your, before your billing is due. But when I'm walking you through it, Roger, please, if there's something you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a very clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google. So please state the name of your business as how you want us to list it on the first page of Google.
Are you ready right now?
Yes, sir.
Roger Weber Painting and Home Improvements.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Roger Weber, I'm the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Roger, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls,
yes,
text messages, and emails from Local Splash? Okay?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we might call you. We know you're in the middle of a job. You can't pick up the phone. We just ask, just respond within 24 business hours. I also want you to be aware that you might get a call from a company that's trying to sell you another type of online product, which they are not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you for more money. As a matter of fact, always ask, what's my security question? And when they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Right.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 23rd, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, so all that means is that your second payment will be charged on May 23rd, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, Roger, the agreement will just automatically renew each month on the 23rd day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number I texted you, 877-635-6225. Now, please make sure that if you choose to pause or cancel it, that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge, okay?
How much longer is this going to take?
Probably about 5 minutes, and then we're done.
Okay, because I got other appointments, and this is the second time I've heard that, and I'm not on a level like everyone else. I could have skipped everything you said for the last 20 minutes, okay?
Okay.
I understand how things work. I don't need to go on a kindergarten level.
Okay.
My mind works so fast, it's mind-boggling. So
okay.
Let's get this over with as soon as possible.
Yes, sir. And you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms, correct?
You told me 3 times about it already.
I didn't even ask you that. So I just want to make sure before I even charge the card. That's why I ask. Okay. Now, I do need to schedule a client interview for you, Roger. The client interview, we can do it tomorrow if that works best for you. How does your schedule look? Because it's going to take about 30 to 40 minutes for the client interview. They will try to get you through it as quickly as possible, but I want to set it at a time that's convenient for you.
Tomorrow after 5.
Tomorrow after 5. So I do have an appointment 6 to 7. Will that work?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you the calendar invite for that. I'm notating just in the notes that you do remodeling, room additions. I know you said bathroom remodels. What else do you want me to notate on here so that they know where to start from?
Start with painting. Put that at the top.
Painting. Okay. Painting at the top. Remodeling,
and
bathroom remodel. You said game room, right?
Yeah. Kitchen, game room, bathroom.
Okay. Beautiful. And then, okay. And then we're going to put it for the 20-mile radius, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you prefer that we email you? Like when we communicate, do you prefer phone, text, email, all three, or phone and text?
Just email.
Just email. And then also I'm going to have them put the tracking number. And you have a business logo already? I know you have pictures, but okay, has business logo. And just what are your hours of operation typically?
8 to 4.
8 to 4, Monday through Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what forms of payments do you accept?
Cash and check.
Cash and check. Okay. And then the last thing, just so that you know, I sent you the initial invoice. When you do have time, just go through it. Make sure you sign the invoice. Okay. And then the other one is there is a list of items that I need you to send us pictures of because this will help us get you verified through Google faster. So, like, just send us a picture of work tools and or work equipment. We give you a list. Send us what you can of those items that are listed there, and the ones that you don't have, don't worry about it, okay? And then just the last thing, are you licensed and insured or in the process?
Right now, I don't have either because I use both of them for years and never used them.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I don't need them. No worries. But you have registration and all that, right?
No.
Not that
I'm
it's
working
a requirement.
On getting it, though.
Oh, good. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Roger, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you, and then we will be calling you tomorrow between 6 and 7, but we'll send you a text message an hour before to remind you, okay? And it'll be from an 877 number, okay?
Okay. Yep.
Thank you. Have a blessed afternoon. Okay.
Thank you, you too. You're welcome.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.